Daf Kof Omid Aleph. Lav Hainu Hanachasim Bim Not Lumishon. If you take it from there, Lav Akirahi. That's not called picking up and being Okirish from its place. Shemen Agabe Yain in Shabbos. With regard to Shabbos, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Menuri VeRabbanan. It's going to be Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Menuri and the Rabbanan. The Nan Shemen Shel Truma Vitz Truma Shetzafal Agabe Yain, which is floating on top of wine. Shel Truma, which is Truma, Mishum Hachi. Therefore, Nokat Tful Yom. It says we're talking about Tful Yom. Shem the Poisel VeEinu Mitama. It really invalidates it, but does not make it Tumah, meaning that the object itself becomes Tumah, but does not transfer Tumah. Anytime Truma is with regard to Tumah and Tara, the word Poisel means that the object itself, or person itself, becomes Tumah, but does not transfer Tumah. When it's called this, that the thing becomes Tumah, that means that it can transfer Tumah as well. Therefore, only invalidates, makes tummy the oil itself, because it's not considered attached. To be considered like one thing, and if it was tummy, then it would make the shemen tummy, the shemen possible, and the shemen would invalidate, make tummy the wine as well. It's like one nifsal apayayin, the wine also becomes possible. In Shabbos, Nami, with regard to Shabbos, also comes out the Rabbanan have a lake egos al gabi maim. It's like a nut on top of the water. Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, have a lake maim al gabi maim. It's like water on top of water. Meaning, according to the Chachamim, it's as if it's not. There's no hanocho. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is hanocho already, and therefore you'd be doing akira. We only mentioned this part in order to, because of the mention of the seifa. The boila meimer, we want to say the chalkal of the chatzelus. If you take a mat or a trellis thing and you divide the pit, then potter your potter lashvina teaches the nachas chayfis. Asik mechitza b'hadodi potter. Then when you are placing down the object and at the same time doing away with the walls, then you are potter. B'hocha silik mechitza. Here the walls have gone away. The zil hocha like a arbo. The zil hocha like a arbo, because on each side of the mat, there's less than 4x4 tefachim. The butzer lay oivi mokum ha machatzelis, because you're missing the area of that's the thickness of the mat. Kol shekein chuliyu the siluk mechitza vadehu the mevatalei. Of course, it's considered doing away with the wall because you're going to leave the dirt there. The mevatalei there. Rabbi Yechon machatzelis pshita lay the lo mevatla. The inami aminon siluk mechitza. If I'm going to say that the walls have gone away, menachas chayfetz. And if you do move the walls and placing the object down at the same time, then you are potter. You're going to be chayiv. Why? You're not going to mevatel the area there. You're not going to leave it there to be considered a wall. Therefore, it's not considered removing the walls. From the public domain, midi the night, something which will land, could go in Eben Omaim, either, or for example, a stone or water. Chayiv. Lo meaning came in the Malay, who was, you don't say it, since it's full, lo am Rishas Yach is not considered Rishas Yach, mevatel hum mechitzos, because we have done away with the walls. You don't say that. Malay appears your potter, the bottom mechitzos, because the mechitzos, as if they're not there, ki lo malay, mal upa, offer as if you filled it up with dirt. Tayin amihochi, the mayim hum mevatel mechitzos, the water does not do away with the walls. Min ayam le starter me karmelis, from the karmelis, which is around to the public domain, your potter, me starter, is a who starts you, that's the public market. Rabbi Shimon Omer, im yesh b'mayim b'mokom shezar gumo miyuchedes. If the place in the water, or the place where you throw, there's another separate, specific the ditch, levada amuka asur, which is v'roch v'dalad, which is deep, 10 tefachim and 4 tefachim wide. Then Rishus Ayachal v'atzmihi. It's not Rishus Ayachal v'lo havi kishar yam, and it's not like any part of the sea. Apple gav the yam nami amuk, even though the sea is also deep. Mamela shemin, and we understand from Shimon, the mayim lo mevatel mechitza, the mayim will not do away with the wall. Gemara, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Rabbanan, the iflugu b'chaykikin lahashlo b'perkam the yuma. They argue with regard to whether or not we look at it as if you have already carved out the area in order to make the actual shir uba ervin. So this comes in yuma and in ervin. Why Rashi puts yuma before ervin? Ervin's the next masech. I don't know. Rabbi Meir, number chaykikin Rabbi Meir, who says that you do look at it as if it's the makom sheish bo kedei lachuk. He only says in a place where if you actually go and carve out the circular pole, you would have that proper shear. Like you needed to get some sort of triangular L-shaped area to make a shear of a wall or something else. Hachal, you're going to be chayiv the roin hachor gilu hu arba, because we look at the hole as if it is 4 tefachim wide. Tell him mislakechu midroin, it is a slant. And it's going mislakin matna atin, is rising a bit. bit by bit. Actually, Megvi Yud Mitoch Dalad Amos until it comes set Fakham high within four Amos. Hari Huki Ilu Zokov Kulas as if it's standing straight in a 90 degree angle. Hari was just a Yakub and Mokoim Goivoy, and it's going to be a private domain at the top. The Mzerk was just a Rabbim and Nachal Gabo, and if you throw from the public domain on top of that hill, you're going to be Chayef. The Dafka Nach Mitoch Dalad Amos, when the Dafka said mentioned within four Amos, the Mitoch. Hey, if it's going to be within five amos, Harry Hukash Harish is going to be any, like any other part of the public domain. The Nichta Shmishte Lehilach, because then it's easy for people to walk, it's just a little bit of an incline. Menasa Middle Rosh Hashanah, Shahaya Karka Hamovoy Gavoya Makaka Rosh Hashanah, since the land of the alleyway was higher than the land of the Rosh Hashanah, Hutzuch Lashefa Eitzel Pishoy Lutzai Rosh Hashanah, and you need the slant that's by its entrance to the public domain. Oshayir shovel Rosh Hashanah was equal to Rosh Hashanah. Nasa midon l'sechon is made to a slant into it. Kishayir Rosh Hashanah gavoya mekarko mavoy. Here the public domain, or the alternative cases where the public domain Rosh Hashanah is higher than the alleyway. The knisa mavoy nami min a pesach l'fnim gavoya kekarko Rosh Hashanah. And entrance of the alleyway is also from inside the door. Entrance is higher, like the public domain's land, baruch of amo, the width of an amo, or half an amo. And then afterwards, it's made in a slant towards the middle wall. Oisel mavoi, enos rach lechi, the oisel goiva, that height should be sad hapesach. It's at the entrance. Have a lebechitza. It's like a fence. Afal pi shehu mishava v'shavu v'holich, even though it's slanting and going. Masisin the Mishnah. Zerach chutz l'dal amos in this galgal. You're chayiv. Lush nafal or it's not fell into the ground. The imkain looks weak. I don't have to tell you anything. Of course, it's poshut. El jeruku lalosu. I mean, the avir l'suk l'alamos. The wind blew it from while it's still in the air into the four amos. Gemara, b'halo no chutz l'alamos. The chutz outside of the four amos. I mean, as the basar, why are you going after it? Shenafal l'ami mashu she'amik tzatzit stood a little bit. That can cancel, and afterwards they're blown back. So there was, it actually landed on something. It's also the rash is the same thing would be if the wind actually just stopped it and it was like stationary for a moment and in the air. So after it was able to blow it in, the chashim nami hadoch, it's also considered putting it down. If you would be within three tzvachim from the ground. The chvas so haruach, but oido b'arval is still in the air. If the wind is stood in its place a little bit, the rabban and the pligia led the Rabbi Kiva arguing Rabbi Kiva bezerik b'shus yochel b'shus yochel b'shus ram the emsa when a person throws from a private domain to another private domain with a public domain in between the less little klut to kamisha huncho they don't hold that being suspended in the air is the same as being put in the ground lo tamei b'sof gimul moidu don't say if it's within three tefachim they agree el afilu zoch gimul nami. Even within the three tefachim of the ground, they also hold it still. They still hold that you're going to need to actually have it rest somewhere. If it passes through the Rosh Hashanah without stopping and actually landing, you'll be potter. Nafgamino, what's the differentiation of this? Nafgamino halacha. You throw four amos because Shabbal the Noach is coming to rest. They gear the sakim and says, "When three tefachim, this car should be also you remember like, oh, what am I doing? It's Shabbos. I shall enough before it lands." But and then your potter. I mean, my season, we're seeing the mission later on. You have to be both the beginning of your action and the end of your action, all within the negligence of forgetting that Shabbos. We don't say that with before you remember. It's as if it was placed already, even though it was within three tefachim. Daf kuf amid beis. Lav hainu masnisin the katani chutz la'arba amos in this gal. Let's say if it's within outside four amos and rolls back in, you're chayif. You'll be chayif. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, who should knock? Then it had to be when we're actually rested. Halo knock if it didn't rest. Lo, then you would be putter. Midulo ukmar Rabbi Yochanan kigoyin shabal l'sof gimel. Then we're going to understand the fact Rabbi Yochanan did not say it was within three tefachim. Yet he still said you're chayif. Miskalugas kamarta davar sharuch megalgal ba'aver kamarta. You talk about something which the wind is blowing in the air. Came the sofa lanuch and this car actually lanuch. You remember before actually rest. Name a kamunach. We will say it's as if it rested. The sofa lanuch. At the end of the day, it's going to rest. Karpol so gimel already came to within three tefachim. Masnisin the Mishnah. V'kama hu rekak mayim. V'kama unkoi. How deep this has to be the name of Katrish Yisrael. And we can still say that it's still public domain. Well, Nasa Karmas has not yet turned into Karmelis. Rekak is a garbilo. Is there Lazarash? It's sand and pebbles, and it's full of water. Gemara, Hiluch, Nugget trades in it, as mentioned about two times. Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, mahalachas. Well, that's the public domain is passing through. Chadas lemer, but he ain't regilin lahalich boy putter. Why does it tell you if you don't go? No, it's not normal to walk through it, then you're putter. V'chi regilin lahalich, but when you know it's normal to walk through it, then you're chayav. Now, v'gav dehiluch haliyadei tchaku, even though it's difficult to walk through it, v'chad is still going to be chayav. V'chadas shmein the dafka hiluch haliyadei tchak shmei hiluch. The other ones to teach you that just. It's dafka walking, even though it's difficult, to still call a normal walking that you could be chayven. Avot hashvish l'ramim idea d'chak, but usage for the public, even though when it's difficult and not normal for them to use it, could go in gumo tisha versus ramle. And that, for example, you have a pit which is 9 tefachim deep in the public domain. Avakav the chazil it's nuye be kumsu v'sudi. You could store some things there like your scarf. Lo have tashvish is not considered usage. Lo have hahu gumo versus ramim. Is to be for that pit to be considered like public domain, like we do, ka'omites, like we would do if it was a pole that was 9 tefachim high, sha'rabim, the public while walking by will rest and place something down on top of it to rest. Darmin and parakamim, we said in the first parak, that was just a rabim that's considered a public domain. Elarekak trezim the lomali, lashmin, and hiluch ayideh dchak achrin, they tell me about some other difficult way of walking. The lahavidala ramos rachav, why? The Lord's Rechel, who mills the laver, but it's not difficult to go pass through it, but Neich laver melahakaf, and therefore it's easier for him to go through it from to walk around the Valela Chorosho, Shu Kolosho, and to go to the end of it while trying to bypass it where it ends. Aval Hecha, the Hodder, Tanya, Zimnachri, and other time, the Sui Ha to include this case as well. Hani Mili, the Havi Rishas Ram is considered public domain, Hecha, the Havi Rechel, Dalet Amois, the Law Orchel, and Mifse, it's not normal to hop over it, Elo Avurig Begavi, walk in it. Aguda the Gamla al Daf Begesher, it's a board on the bridge. Hamutu the Recha Begesher, which is placed to the width of the bridge. Kishara Daf, like any other beam board of the bridge. Move the Mechavir, and it's separate from the other ones. Yechayef, Rahva Gav, the Ika, the Mifsi Pasir, those who hop over it. Below Manchi Karayo, and they'll put their feet on top of it. Ika, too, with the Avriyale, there are still plenty of people who will walk on it. Masnisen, our Mishnah. Min hayam liyabosh mekarmelus rishus ram, which is going from mekarmelus to public domain. Min hayam lasvin mekarmelus rishus yechu, which is now going from mekarmelus to the private domain. Metalta mizolazol begemara. Part of the Gemara is going to ask that this is obvious. Shemukafesh smuchuzulazol, they're next to each other. Kamo emak kifin shteichavis, you don't put, like we say over there in the Maseches Beis, you don't put two barrels next to each other. Emetalta mizolazol the mehefse karmelus. Because there's a separation of the karmelus in between them. And now, when they say this, talk about in the Gemara, when they say this, talking about shnei b'dei adam, the boats belong to two different people. By the ear of metaltim is lezo, and through an ear of his how they are carrying from one to the next. When they float apart from mefsiko karmelus, and there's a karmelus which is separating them, then but the ear of their ear has become undone, annulled. Gemara svina hamafresh the svina b'yam, a person who is sailing in a boat in the sea. Moitzis is kol shehu midoifnei svina, from the walls of the svina alamayim, on top of the water. Lahekar ba'alma, just to recognize from the first Moslas Gemara, it's going to explain as we go on. Mamali menayama machlis svina, you're going to fill up from the sea and bring it into the boat. Malkam arboch halal dalid, an empty hollow area that's 4 tefachim wide. Mukav mechitzas surrounded by walls. Mechitzas klaus small walls and mechitzas tuluya meteres v'bayim, and the hanging wall will permit it in you to invite when it comes to water to be taken out from water. We'll see this more extensively in the Seches Erevin. Karmelus me'aro mashkin and yud shel aver shenoslu chachamim le'iser karmelus, the 10th vachim of ear space that the chachamim said is oser by karmelus. Can I mean the karmelus we said in the first pair to feses ad yud mekar kosayam, it's going to go up 10th vachim from the bed of the riverbed of the sea. Mashkin lehu, that's how you measure it. Avira shehu lemaylo miyud, and any ear which is above 10 tefachim, I feel the mayim, even if they're water, have a makom b'tor. It's a makom b'tor. Hilchach b'heter kashokel lechetchili, even lechetchili could go take it with heter from the water. The lahave leheker lekarmelus gemur, to a regular karmelus. Aras smich lehi b'chol amayim karmelus, and all the water is considered karmelus. Smich is of a stick. Zim the lek b'mayim b'muka asar. It's not the water is not 10 tefachim deep. Minami ma'ar meshkinen kulo karmelus, or we're going to measure it from the ground. And even if you measure it from the ground, it's all going to be called a karmelus because it's not 10 tefachim deep. Come here, ain't seen the halachas to kolecha the tanya svina. Because any time we say svina, we don't say like a basket. Gedolah, he didn't talk about the big one. Therefore, he needs 10 tefachim of water deep at least in order for it to be able to float. The morsha islet, Garcia, the rosh svina, svina, hoylech magbim in the mayim, the bow of the boat is going up higher from the water. Even if the water was less than 10 tefachim, it's not going to scrape over there. You're going to fill up from that spot on top of the karmelis of shishochet. Then you're taking it to filling up from the karmelis to the private domain. There are people who are sticking beams into the poles into the water to test the depth. And let the boat go. It's a deep place. It's going to go fast with tishkol in the arts and get grounded in the ground. Mokom oishv in the place where it's sitting. And you see, all the water is considered karmelis. Sheichim didei. Mayim ra'am, the bad water can go in mechitzas kaisas mekaras, like the water you use to wash out the cups and the plates. Ma'asi leib ha'mayim shi'imali shuv derech ha'isayim mokom, the water you can then go fill up from that area, since you use it as a drainage, it becomes disgusting to you. The shadu lehu b'kol mokom shi'yirtza, anywhere you want, al-daif nesfin, on the walls of the boat, v'hein yard and yam, and they roll off from there into the sea. Va'iko koichoi, ni deloi zarek lehedya l'yam, even though you don't throw directly into the sea, mi'o v'koichoi, hein ba'in l'yam, they're coming from your strength, and into the sea.